Adam Maguire is here now with the business news.
Thanks, Cian. AIB had an after-tax profit of €854 million in the first half of the year. That's up 79% year on year. It's bigger than the bank's profit for all of 2022. And it came as the bank's income and loan book grew, thanks in part to its acquisition of Ulster Bank's corporate and commercial loans. Colin Hunt is CEO of AIB. He joins me on the line now. Profit up a remarkable amount year on year despite a very challenging backdrop. So where are you seeing these improvements coming from?
Good morning, Adam. The bank is in a very strong position and we're very pleased to return €1.2 billion to Irish taxpayers to the state in the first half of the year, €9.6 billion in new lending to support the economy and our customers. The results we're announcing today are a reflection of the implementation of our strategy to strengthen, to streamline and to simplify AIB, to broaden our range of products and services and to grow the loan book. Now, we have been, as you point out, very successful in attracting both customers and assets from Ulster Bank and KBC. Since the start of last year, we've opened about 635,000 new customer accounts and we've also expanded the range of savings, investment and pension products. The economy remains resilient and, of course, we are also benefiting from a more normalised monetary policy environment.
Well, with the profit margin in mind and, of course, yesterday's ECB rate increase, are you going to be passing that on to fixed and variable mortgage customers?
Well, what we've done to date is to take a very considered approach to how we responded to the official change in interest rates, or the change in official interest rates. This time, at the start of last year and right the way through the first half, official interest rates were negative. And we've seen an increase of 4.25% over the course of the past 12 months. We've responded in a very, very measured way. I'm not going to provide any future guidance as to what might happen in the future, but we are conscious of the fact that we need to be cognizant of cost of living challenges out there. We've done that in relation to how we've moved on our mortgage rates with less than a 50% pass-through of the increase in official interest rates. And I'm not going to provide guidance at this stage in terms of what happens next. It would be inappropriate for me to do so.
Would you be able to provide guidance to your savers, though? You've been slower to pass on rate increases to deposits. Are you going to address that gap and bring up the rate that's available to savers?
Well, we led the way in terms of deposit pricing. We started increasing our deposit prices. Well, the first thing we did was eliminated negative interest rates from those customers to who applied in July of last year. We did that immediately post the ECB rate change. And we started increasing our deposit rates in November of last year, with rates now out there of up to 2% for fixed rate products.
Well, if you look at your 3-year sub 80% loan to value, it's gone up by about 2.25% since ECB started raising rates. Your 1-year fixed is 1.5% for savers. So there's a sizable gap there between how much you've increased your mortgage rates by and how much you're making available to depositors. Are you going to close that gap and offer more to savers?
Adam, we manage two sides of the balance sheet. We manage pricing for mortgage products. We manage pricing for on the deposit side. And as this, we have been very restrained in how we've responded in terms of our mortgage pricing to the increase in official interest rates, and we haven't increased personal loan rates at all, notwithstanding the fact that official interest rates are 4.25% higher. I can't give future guidance in relation to what we're going to be doing on either the asset or the liability side, but what I can say is that our pricing remains under constant review.
In your half years today, you know, a €91 million impairment charge, relatively small, but it does come on the back of write-backs in the past two half-year results that you've published. Is that a sign that bad loans are growing because of higher interest rates?
The bulk of the €91 million is actually what we call a post-model adjustment. So that is a management judgment in relation to potential credit losses in the future. About €62 million of the €91 million relates to what we call a post-model adjustment. So philosophically, we believe that it is right and appropriate for banks to be cautious and conservative and forward-looking in terms of how they write their provisions. That's what we're doing now. We are very, very conscious of the fact that the banking industry has traditionally overlent at the top of cycles and underlent at the bottom. And we want to lend on a consistent basis right the way through the cycle, because that's in the best interest of our customers and in the best interest of the Irish economy.
Briefly, you mentioned the share sale of the government bringing the state's stake below 50%. Are you happy now that you won't have to adhere to the banker's pay cap?
We continue to adhere to the banker's pay cap. The relaxation of restrictions that was announced in December allows us to pay health insurance for our staff, something that is a personal priority for me. I want to see our staff having their health insurance paid by the bank. And it also allows us to pay variable remuneration of up to 20,000. We will look to do that in 2024 on the back of 2023's performance. But how we do it will be determined not only by the bank's financial performance, but also non-financial factors, including the levels of customer satisfaction.
Colin Hunt, CEO of AIB, thank you very much for that.